Fucking hell. Oh, flip, honey.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And welcome to another Flophouse
with
your hosts, Sleazy and Cheesy.
We are the Pond People.
We are the Pond People.
Hello, everybody.
Yes, hi, everybody.
It's another Sleazy and Cheesy fun hour.
Everybody, this is the legions of fans,
yes,
isn't
the
it?
Legion of fan.
Hi, Rich.
Hi, Rich. Hope you like this, Rich.
Yeah, yeah.
You're the only one listening to it. Everybody else has
okay,
passed
yeah.
up.
It's podcast six. I don't know if you, it's hard to believe, I know. Mm. Probably unwanted. There you are.
But Sleazy, it's 3 months since our last one.
It
people
is,
must be
is.
So eager with their ears.
Yes, well, my ears are pinned back.
So am I.
And now, it reminds me of that. No, it doesn't remind me at all. Is it time for a toss?
Yes, it's time for a toss to see who has
the jingle
choice
first.
Of the first track.
The jingle.
Time for a toss. It's time for a toss.
Right. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
All right, your heads, right?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. It's heads, you bastard!
Yes.
Oh,
you don't make sense. Jehoda. Yeah. Who was it? Oh, No Jehoda by No Jehoda. Yeah. From the 1990s, and I don't know who they were.
From the album No Jehoda?
Probably, yes.
The same name.
On the No Jehoda label, probably, as well.
Yes.
Right, your turn.
Okay, my turn. All right, here we go. Oh, hang on. I've forgotten my iPod.
Oh, bloody hell.
It's got all my tunes on it.
Well, you have to go get it then, won't you, basically?
I've got to go all the way home and get it.
Well, we can't get on with it otherwise.
Oh, bollocks. Well, do you just play something and I'll
do
as fast as I can.
Yeah, okay. Hang on a minute. I know what's going to bloody out. Every time he goes out, right, there's this fucking mad woman arrives. Oh, look at all that crap. Oh, well, let's just see. Nobody so far. Maybe I got away with it.
Hello there.
Oh, fuck off.
It's Gran.
Just fuck off.
I've come to see you all and
I'm not remotely interested. Sod off.
Well, that's the thanks I get coming all this way.
Yeah, right. Sod off your battle axe. Yeah. I'm bloody sick of this. Every time Paul goes out, some mad bloody woman. Yeah, right, yeah. Sod off. Sod off.
Yeah, well, I got a couple of packets of skim milk, and two more bottles of wine.
Great. Okay, that's really good. Yeah. Anyway, look, I'll need the pod now for your iPod for the get the tracks in.
Oh, my iPod?
That's what you went to get, isn't it?
Oh, fucking hell.
You've done...
I forgot all about it. I thought we needed skim milk.
No.
Okay, I'll be back in 10 minutes.
No, not last time you went. That woman came back. I don't want any more of that. That woman came back again. Yeah. Mrs. Blanking, her name is something.
Really?
Something,
yeah. Okay, well, I'll be as fast as I can.
Oh, God. Hello.
Excuse me. Is this a residence of Mr. and Mrs. Sleazy?
Yeah, that's, well, kind of, anyway.
Mrs. Sleazy? I have a package for you, Mrs. Sleazy.
Yeah.
Don't sign for it on this electric pad, which won't look anything like your signature. That's fine, that looks nothing like it.
Yeah.
There you go. So,
thanks.
That's all. Right. Have a nice day.
Hang on a minute. It was posted about a month ago, according to this.
Oh, yes. Well, we've had a bit of trouble down at Depot with, you know, layoffs and people calling sick because of the nice weather.
So, why has it arrived now, then?
Well, you know, better late than never, innit?
Oh, well, great! Oh, nice, that's so fucking flipping
don't
much.
Forget to use
Jupiter. Yeah, right, whatever. Yeah, go fuck yourself. Yeah, right. Oh, bloody hell. What's this?
Open it. Let's have a look.
Hang on. All right.
Yeah.
Christ, you're not packing
it,
well.
It must be from our fans.
Yeah, right.
It's a present. It's a cake. It's something. It's hang a on. Pie.
No, nothing in there.
It's
Hang on.
Some illegal substances from our fans.
Hang on. It's a CD, I think.
It's a CD.
It's a CD.
Right. What is it? Yeah.
Oh,
very
right.
Good sound effects.
It's from Viggo Cortina.
Oh, not Viggo again.
Here's a little note with it.
Oh,
hello,
it
boys.
Oh, not again.
Patronising bastard. Some more adverts for you on approval of the cheque arriving when the post.
Yeah, that'll be bloody
I can't read the next bit.
Blue
but
moon.
We're definitely going to, and I can't read the next bit either. And then it just says love Viggo. So play these or you will die.
Oh, I'll stick it on.
Okay,
might
well,
be better than the last one.
Here's one of Viggo's. Oh, it's for the Brighton Festival apparently. It's been going 3 weeks.
Oh, it's nearly finished.
What the fuck is your flipping use is that?
God. Hopeless.
Oh, well, here we go.
Presenting the new show, Duck, starring the Ping Pong Girls of Bangkok, displaying their pelvic skills with bananas, ping pong balls and darts. Personal insurance strongly recommended. There will be no front row seating at this event due to the unforeseen consequences of last night's show.
Well, I believe it's my choice.
Yes, it certainly is, Stanley.
Right, I should go and choose.
Yes, do it.
Are you ready for this? I told you it was coming.
Who?
JB. And he's ready to stock it to you one time.
Fabulous concoction
of JB Socket to 'em by Rex Garvin and the Mighty Cravers.
Bloody hell, I'm supposed to
be a bit of Northern Soul treasure rarity.
Yes,
that
very nice,
rare groove indeed.
Okay, well, I believe it's my choice
now. We'll
and
make
I'd like
it
to
good.
Play something that everybody loves because of the beautiful hot weather we've been having lately. It's to celebrate that.
And it's Vanilla Ice.
Is it? No, it's not.
It's still rolling.
Yeah,
what about
go?
Yeah, let's go.
Sun and shine.
Fish shit.
Oh, down the apples and pears. Oh, yeah, that was it, yeah, sorry. Yes, I'm astounded, Mark, that you don't know that track.
No, never heard of it.
Mr. Blue Sky Yellow, it's a...
Yeah, no.
It's a classic.
Whoever did that, was she not told me yet?
Oh, yes, who was it, Mark? Can you guess?
No!
I just bloody told you.
Oh, yes, it's Roy Wood. No, it's not. It's Jeff Lynne. Yeah.
But very, very Beatles.
Yeah. How do you think... Ah, I was going to say, do you think he's heard of the Beatles?
Well, he might have heard them once or twice.
Yeah.
Maybe. Little tiny influence.
Twiddles on it, there's
there.
Yes, yes. Talking little twiddles.
Yes, little twiddles. Yes.
I believe we've got a cookery slot coming up.
Oh, we have a cookery slot later in the show.
Yeah.
And who's giving the cookery slot?
Oh, it's the signori...
The greedy signori.
The greedy signori, yes. That's it.
Well, I'm looking forward to their slot immensely.
Yeah, so is it my turn now?
I think so,
oh,
yes.
Right.
Completely befuddled and foxed and bewildered and bemused.
Yeah,
be buggered by that one.
Harlem Swing, yes. By Gus and Gus. You weren't expecting that, were you?
They're back in bed called the Gussettes.
Go Gussian blur.
Right, it's my turn now. But I'd like to
get that. It's sort of Gussian blur.
Gussian blur,
to me.
Very good.
We're in a Photoshop joke. Good. Good. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, all the Photoshop fans out there would be cracking your science loving on that one.
Nerds.
So, yeah, I was going to presage my choice for the next song with just talk about the festival. This is the wonderful festival that's going on in Brighton that we have to do these stupid adverts for.
Oh, God. Oh, we better put one in soon.
Yeah, we better. Yeah. But I went to see the Great Wall of Vaginas the other
day. Oh, yes.
Have you seen it?
Jamie McCartney.
Yeah.
No, I haven't. I've seen the photograph.
Well, I've never seen it before.
It seems to be a wall of vaginas.
It's a wall of vaginas. Yes. And I was amazed, Mark. I was quite amazed.
There are different varieties.
Taken aback at how different they all look. I mean, you know, a man's appendage, a knob is a knob. You know, they all look pretty much the same.
Yeah, depends on where you see it.
Well, yes, exactly. Mm. Big, small, left, right, whatever. A few blue veins, etc. There's not much variety, is there? But they're fannies. Fucking hell. They're two alike. You could have an identity parade, couldn't you? Because, you know, because they're all different.
Fanny print.
Yes. Excuse me, madam, I must take your fanny print to compare it with all the other fanny prints in our files. You know, fanny print files.
That doesn't be ashamed of.
No, no. Anyway, so...
Yes.
So that's some kind of introduction to my choice.
Oh, okay. Don't forget we've got an advert for Vigo in a minute.
Every evening we get set, I stroke it every chance I get. It's my girl's pussy. Seldom plays and never purrs, but I love the thoughts it stirs, and I like it cause it's hers. It's my girl's pussy. Often it goes out tonight, returns the break of dawn. No matter what the weather's like, it's always nice and warm. I bring tidbits that it loves, we spoon like two turtle doves. I take care to remove my gloves when stroking my girl's pussy. Seldom plays and never purrs, but I like the thoughts it stirs, and I never mind because it's hers. It's my girl's pussy. Often it goes out at night, retains the break of dawn. No matter what the weather's like, it's always nice and warm. Oh, you're never dirty, always clean, and giving thrills, it's never mean. That it's the best I've ever seen. It's my girl's pussy. It's my girl's pussy.
Sexual expression through mutual masturbation by the Tantric Collective of Staines. a change of clothing is recommended. It will be conducted in the autopsy room of the Royal Sussex Hospital.
Put a smile on your lips with mutual masturbation.
Well, I was a bit shocked by that last advert, actually, before I put anything on.
I was shocked by something.
Yeah,
Sleazy.
Did you hear the lyrics to that?
No, I wasn't listening, Sleazy.
Masturbation and stuff? No,
I was too busy wanking. Girly song. Absolutely no idea. I mean, Sleazy. I have no idea who that is. I think it might be Vanessa Paradis.
No.
Oh. Who is it then?
It's Princess Crocodile by Gree with the FM Einheit and his orchestra.
Of course.
Now, FM Einheit.
It was on the tip of my tongue.
Einsturz und Neubarten. Very well known band in Germany.
I've got all their albums.
Yeah, you do. Oh,
yeah,
good.
And their recipes. I believe we're having some. Chefs later in the show.
Oh, they're still coming, are they?
Yeah, they're not here yet. Okay. All right, so now what?
That's your girly song.
That was my girly song.
My girly song.
Yeah, of course, yes. Okay. Remember how we should show.
There will be a forum for discussion on the subject of is it entropy or another trope without hope by the Devil's Dyke Lesbian Empowerment Tranche. Performed nightly upstairs at the Duchess of Brunswick Function Room. I say, could you liven this one up for me? Okay, everybody, it's that moment you've been dreading, waiting for. It's the track back catalogue again.
We're plundering into our back catalogue.
And it's 2BC.
Pounding enthusiasm, yes.
It's 2BC today, is that
okay.
Right?
Okay, it's 2BC or season shoes, I don't know.
Oh, okay, all right.
Your choice.
His chance. My choice. Choice.
We bring you tonight's exciting story, The Bum's Rush.
Doing with a 25 automatic, I wonder.
A girl needs protection with insects like you around.
I'll give you 2 black eyes.
issue meant a 24-hour delay. It could have been worse, because to the dude from Manhattan, they meant death.
Because I found out just in time what was fishy about the tale of the mermaid.
A lavish mansion seized with suspicion, a sealed cabin filled with gas and an artist's retreat, and a corpse on the floor. All because one man was too good-looking to be true. It was a gorgeous tapestry found under a tomb, and they were all after it. The worried importer, the man with half a face, the Englishman in an L.A. slum, and the lady wearing a green veil. But before it was over, none of them had it, and two of the four were dead.
Direct from the Krakow Conservatoire, we present the first and only performance by the Deaf and Dumb Orchestra of Self-Delusion of the Inner Anima, performing their interpretation of that old perennial favourite, Up the Kundalini and Beyond, in the Friends Meeting House, Ship Street, every night, 8 o'clock.
So dismissive, 'cause she's a goddess.
We wanna please her, we wanna appease her, 'cause she's a goddess.
We revere and adore her, we bow down before her, 'cause she's a goddess. She's on her stilettos, but she's a goddess.
Oh, that was especially for Miss Sarah Kelly.
Goddess.
There in Podland. And we hope you enjoyed hearing that again.
We certainly did.
Yes, it's right funky as that.
Right, it's my turn.
Your turn, Chuck. Mark, I haven't the faintest idea.
It's in Spanish.
Well, I speak French.
Quien is el patrón?
That means my dogs are barking.
Sistema solar.
And I've just got onto the internet. Can I just tell you my amusing anecdote? I'll try it, my amusing anecdote. Okay, this is a true story, apparently, that John Geary told me on the phone the other day. He just read an autobiography of Bob Mitchum. Okay.
And this is Robert Mitchum.
And this is one of the stories he says in the book. He said he was having a drink in a bar with Lee Marvin.
Oh, yeah, as you do. As
getting
you do.
Utterly pissed. Mm. And then in through the door comes Joe DiMaggio. Okay. And he goes, "Hi, Joe." And he comes over and joins them. And they say, "Hey, what's the matter, Joe? You're looking a bit worried." He says, "I'm sure Marilyn's having an affair. Yeah. And I don't know where she is tonight. I can't find her anywhere." And then he says, "Sit down and have a drink." So they'll get a bit more pissed. And then Frank Sinatra comes in. It sounds like a joke, but it's true. Frank Sinatra comes in. They go, "Hi, Frank, come and have a drink."
Fucking hell, right.
And they say, "Oh, Joe's have a bit of a problem. He's wondering where Marilyn is tonight. He thinks somebody's been having an affair with her, right?" And Frank Sinatra goes, "Oh, I know where she is tonight. She's over at that apartment so-and-so somewhere." And they say, "Right, let's go there. Do you know what number it is?" And Frank's thinking, "Hang on a minute, I might be dropping myself in it here. It's number 32 at this apartment." And they say, "Right, well, we're going to have to bust the door in. We need somebody else, big heavy guy, to come and help us bust in the door." Right? They go, "Broderick Crawford." "I know where he drinks." So he goes out to his bar.
He's a different world.
"Broderick Crawford, we need your help. Joe DiMaggio, Marilyn Monroe, etc. So they all go storming off to this apartment, right? And Frank's thinking, "I've been having the affair with Marilyn Monroe. I can't tell them what apartment she's really in. So I've told them some 32. I don't know who's in there, right?" So they go to this apartment 32. "Come out, you bastard!" Whatever they say. They smash in the door. And there's a little old lady living in there. Sorry.
Broderick Crawford.
this is the wrong apartment. Oh, the old ski devil, right? She calls the police. The police turn up.
They said, what happened? She said, my door was broken down by five people. He said, all right, can you describe them? She said, yes, there was Lee Marvin.
Taxi
driver. Joe DiMaggio. And Robert Mitchell.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, all right. Okay, let's go, lads. Fountainhead or the Fountainheads. For sure.
Never
Fountainhead, I think.
And what was the song?
Mrs. Robbins!
Oh, of course, yes.
Direct from Amsterdam, the art group The Alimentary Canal, with a hanging installation in Fabrica of rubbish collected from the bins off the back of Preston Street. Air mass filters are available at the door.
Hello.
Hello.
This is Giuseppe.
And it's Luigi.
Are we tonight? We're gonna tell you to make a.
With the greedy eyes.
The
greatest TV sensational chefs for you.
We're gonna tell you how to make tonight a canapé.
A canapé. What?
Mental canapés.
A canapé.
Canapé. Canapé.
I know how to make a canapé.
Beautiful, beautiful canapé.
You just open them.
So first of all, you open a bar of chocolate.
Yes.
You take a sliver.
So far, so good, our listeners.
See. And you. Deep it into deep. The limo.
Do you deep cool. it deep, Giuseppe?
Oh, it lost it, yeah. Okay. Sì, sì, sa, va bene, said, va bene.
You're
va bene.
Looking so beautiful allora, in this moonlight.
Finish it off with a little blueberry.
Oh my God, Giuseppe.
Sì, sì.
You're spoiling try. Us. Yes, it
mangiare.
Looks gorgeous.
Ah, mangiare, mangiare.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, you like it?
Me gusta.
Yeah, me gusta.
No, sorry, yeah. Spanish.
Bueno, bueno.
Bueno, bueno.
Sì.
No, mm. Molto bene.
Okay, everybody, that's how to make an elemental eye canapé.
That's a shot to my mouth.
And the man too. Andiamo.
Andiamo. What's that mean?
We go.
believe. I don't know, man. If I don't.
I've had a deja vu.
Right, what are we doing now?
You're going to play something.
Oh, right. Okay.
Well, not you personally. Yes, well, maybe you are. I don't know.
Okay, a blast from the past.
Doesn't change, there is only one, always changing inside, what does it become? Can you dig it? Do you know? Would you care to let it show? Those who know it, use it, those who scorn it die. To sing that you can dig it is to make your soul a fly. Heaven, can you dig it? Do you know? Would you care to let it show?
I've had this brilliant idea of how we can get extremely rich, disgustingly, obscenely rich.
Right, okay.
Because I've just been reading that Princess Beatrice's hat was auctioned on eBay for the prince's son.
You're so stupid.
Of 81,100 of the Queen's
pounds. For a bloody key on her head.
Stupid hat.
Yeah.
Yes. But what interests me, Mark, and that this spurs me on to my get-rich-quick scheme, is this item. Virgin Mary Toasty, a grilled cheese sandwich which appeared to show an image of the Virgin Mary, sold for a massive $28,000 in 2004. The decade-old snack, which had never shown signs of mould, was said to have mystical powers. So I thought we could get a piece of bread and paint Jesus on it in butter.
Yeah.
Or that thing that is so good it tastes like butter.
Yes.
And then stick it in a toaster and the butter will melt and you'll come out with a replica of Jesus on your toast.
Or Mary.
Or Mary.
Or
and then
Moses.
You take it down to the print shop, get it laminated, sell it on eBay as a mystical item.
Mystical item.
And reap the benefits of, how much was it? $28,000. So that's $14,000 each, Mark.
God, yeah.
Do you think we should do it?
Yeah, I certainly
do. Do you think we should, listeners?
You reminded me of this story.
It's a pernicious idea, by the way.
This story in the news about the preacher that foretold the end of the
world. The end of the world,
three days ago. Yeah. And, then, and he'd already got it wrong previously, so he's going to recalculate it. He's now decided it's August the 25th or something.
Yes.
Basically, Camping or something, his name, isn't it?
Camping, that's it.
Yeah, Fred Camping or something.
Mad as a row of tents.
Yeah, and what in the news item said all these followers have sold all their goods and chattels, their houses, giving up their jobs.
They're giving it up for the rapture.
The rapture.
The
silly sort.
And I read out what the rapture is because I hadn't a clue what it was. And the rapture is this, listeners. The first sign of the apocalypse, Camping believes, that's the old git, will be the rapture. Suddenly Christians will disappear.
Yes,
people will
please.
Be eating and drinking and carrying on with normal life when, wham, the righteous will be whisked away up to heaven, thus avoiding the horrors to come. You have been warned.
So you imagine some hick town, you know, there's this guy standing there, he's gave up everything, he's standing there in his overalls, you know, his wife and kids all looking up.
Hey, Morocco, how long before the end of the world?
I'm going to have my rapture soon.
Yeah.
They'll say.
It'll be worth
and
giving away
wait,
all my worldly
gear. And they wait, the silly.
And nothing happens, the stupid twat. I know the real ending of the world because I think it's presaged by the arrival of the Silver Surfer, followed by Galactus, the world eater, killer of worlds, right? Now, Silver Surfer has 13 letters in it, and Galactus has 9, mystical number. So 9 and 13 presages the date 23. So it's the 23rd of next month.
Next month?
Yes, probably.
Probably.
That bit's a bit vague.
So that's a prediction.
Yes, this is my prediction. Galactus is going to eat us all up on the 23rd of next month ish.
There's no problem with the fact that they're fictional characters then.
No, not whatsoever.
Right.
Okay. So is Jesus.
Yeah, it's Jesus. Any Christians out there?
Why did you say that in an Australian accent? Any Christians out there? Thomas?
You know what you got yet?
Tie your kangaroo down there, sport. That's a tip from me.
Next train will be leaving from platform 1.
train I'm on. And if you know that I am God, and you can hear the whistle blow 500 miles, 500 miles, 500 miles. What is so that Satan that cool profile? And you can hear the whistle blow 500 miles. Hey, Mr. Postman, hey, bring back my old man, please. Hey, Mr. Postman, I beg you, bring back my old man. I need a woman. Pick a jam, hey. I want a good one. But you me, man, cause if you miss the train I'm on, and then you know that I am gone, and you can hear the whistle blow 500 miles, 500 miles, 500 miles. What you saw that Satan, that cool profile, and you can hear the whistle.
Okay, I have no idea who that's by, even though it's my choice. Damn good though, isn't it?
Stop That Train by, yeah, Clint Eastwood.
Oh, it's Clint Eastwood.
General Spar or something like that.
I like that punk.
General something anyway.
Something lucky punk.
Or Scar maybe.
Scar.
Yeah, punk. Hang on, is that a dead fly on my keyboard?
No. Probably.
It's like your Turin Shroud thing where I've got, instead of Jesus, I've got a fly on my keyboard.
Oh my God, it's worth a fortune.
Maybe a nerd would
buy it off eBay. Get it, you know, put between two bits of plastic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whatever the word is for that.
Laminate.
Yeah, that's the word. Sorry, it's you near me there. Then sell it on eBay.
Yeah,
you'll make
brilliant.
A fortune.
I mean, it's still there. Look,
it's a celestial fly.
I think that's just...
It's a reincarnation of Jesus.
Wow, look, he looks like Jesus.
It is Jesus.
That fly looks like Jesus.
Jesus the fly.
Well, oh, hang on a minute. That's a bit of ash. Oh, it's gone now.
Was it?
Yes.
Oh, no, you've thrown away a fortune.
Oh, bollocks.
We'll be right back.
Okay, who was that?
That was Rag and Bone by Barry Adamson. And the previous African track was Ngobol Mjimol by Afrisippi.
I knew it was.
Yeah.
Hello, I'm this year's guest director, Thomas Tarpolin, and I'm presenting at Duke's Mound, a beachside poetry event sponsored by Ronnie Biggs, entitled Shouting in Tongues in Thongs, featuring improvised abstract sound poetry by local poetry forum, the Portslade Poesy Troubadours. Take my advice, don't go, save your money, it's shite. And speaking of shite, don't go for a dump in the bushes, you should have a big surprise.
Okay, that was The Beatles' Rain, one of my all-time favourite tracks. Absolutely stunning bass line by Paul McCartney. And here's so another one.
One of my all-time faves.
utter genius. 2 minutes of bliss.
Bearing our souls, bearing our souls, bearing our souls for you.
Good, I like that one, Mark. I mean, Sleazy, have I ever told you how much I like that one, Cheesy?
Sleaze.
Okay, it's my turn now, and okay. This is one of my songs, and it's sung and played by me.
As opposed to?
I'm going into my Ernst Stavro Blofeld mode. It's sung by me.
Stroking his pussy.
Greetings. Your government requires that you answer this simple set of questions, clearly stating your preferences to the following alternatives in order to determine your suitability as a member of this society. This exercise is compulsory. Do you prefer latte or cappuccino?
Whatever.
Do you have a preference for Frank Sinatra or Dino?
Whatever.
State your preference for chocolate or vanilla?
Whatever.
Do you prefer King Kong or Godzilla?
Whatever.
Pitt or George Clooney.
Whatever.
Do you prefer David Beckham or Wayne Rooney?
Whatever.
Do you have a preference for football or cricket?
Whatever.
Would you rather suck it or lick it?
Whatever.
Star Trek. Do you favor Toy Story or Shrek? Ant or Deck? You must reply. Now. Jordan or Andrew Jimmy?
Whatever.
A spotted dick or jam roly poly?
Whatever.
Do you prefer a frying pan or a wok?
Whatever.
Whatever. Which do you think is worse, a pedophile or a bigamist? Are you a patriot or are you a terrorist? Choose your wife or a whore, peace or war, your country or abroad, the devil or God.
Whatever.
We regret to inform you that your lackadaisical attitude is not deemed suitable for this society. The government extermination squad will be arriving shortly. Thank you for your cooperation and goodbye.
Whatever.
Goodbye then.
Yes, such a slick ending there, Sleaze. Yeah, so thank you for listening, Rich. And anybody else out there in Podland, hello!
And goodbye from us.
We are the Podge people. We are the Podge people. We are the Podge people. We are
sick of the main festival's vapid, self-indulgent art wank.
Well, come over to the Fringe. See the cock shit and cunt show upstairs at the Queen's Colon.
We won't insult your intelligence. We assume you don't have one.
Or come down to the Trash Lounge and see the shite new band Jism Emission.
They make your orify bleed with relief that you're not a pleb. No, you are a pleb and not an art wanker.
You want to be a pleb and not an art wanker. Proud to be a pleb and not an art wanker. I'm proud to be a pleb and not an art wanker. I'm proud to be a pleb and not an art wanker. Proud to be a pleb.